growing up, my brothers and I didn't have cable, and so we were really good at making up games. And as most of you probably know, the best games are the ones that have no strategy whatsoever. So we played things like classical music speed race, where we would just sprint between two chairs until the song ended. But our favorite game to play was something called cannonball. If you can just imagine diving into a pool with a cannonball, but replace the diving board with a 7-foot-tall dresser and the water with a pile of pillows and blankets. And so there's one day where we set up everything and we're getting ready to play cannonball. Floor's clean, pillows are gathered, mom and dad are real busy. And I have two younger brothers. So the first one, he's about 2 years old. He's like this little baby ninja, and he just climbs up the dresser and just like shoots off the dresser. He's like, pew, lands, perfect landing. So we applaud. And then my other brother goes, and he's maybe 5 or 6, and he gets up there and he's like, I'm gonna do a cool kick move. So he jumps off the dresser and he like does this awesome move, lands, and we're like, yeah, great jump, woo, like really happy. And then it's my turn. I think I'm like 9, maybe 10 years old. And I'm a little bit more timid than the two of them. I'm a little bit bigger and not just like, oh, I'm older, but like, I'm kind of chubby. And I just learned about gravity at school. I get up on the dresser and then I jump off. And as soon as I jump, I realize that I made the biggest mistake in cannonball, which is that I didn't call my landing spot. And I forgot to reset the water. So, like, there was a huge patch of just ground. No pillows, no blankets. And I jump. I'm like, oh, and just boom. Like, it's like the sound when you drop the mic, but instead it's like a chubby girl full of regret. Like, just like, like a thud. And then it's followed by this crazy crashing sound, like the loudest crashing sound I've ever heard in my life, like an elephant that's twerking and also having a seizure in a china shop, like just shattering glass everywhere. And then my dad's voice, Kobe! And so we run down the stairs, and my mom's there too. And it's like that scene from Phantom of the Opera when the chandelier is just like falling out of the ceiling. It's like, bum, ba, 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 ba. And so my fat ass had jumped directly where the chandelier had anchored into the ceiling. And it had fallen out and smashed onto the table and just strewn glass all over the floor, everywhere. And my parents were having that, like, the silent argument that people with kids have, like, where were you? Why weren't you watching them? Why are our kids crazy? Why is my child fat? And I was like, oh, did I do that? Sorry. And my dad never fixed it. He just kind of jerry-rigged it back into the ceiling. And we'd go by and be like, oh, like, just always, in, like, you know, just scared of that thing. When we moved out last May, he sent us back to kind of do a final sweep of the house. Everything's gone and packed away, and the only light on was that damn chandelier. And as we go to turn off the switch the final time, we kind of look at each other, and almost in unison we go, remember that time? Thank you.
Yeah.